I have a question for you, ladies. When starting out on a health and wellness journey or weight loss journey, what is the first thing that you think you need? And I'll give you a hint. It's not an external person, place, or thing. You give up? Okay, the first thing you need, it actually comes from within. It's self-trust. Yes, ma'am, let's talk about it today. Let's talk about self-trust. All right, so let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am really happy to be here with you today. And I do not just say that to say that I am truly, truly happy being here today. I love sitting here in my studio, which is not really a studio, but it is an awesome closet with some amazing acoustics. But anyway, I love sitting here in my studio, air quotes, behind a mic and sharing all about health and wellness with my tribe, my ladies in their 40s and 50s and beyond. So I want to start off today by giving us ladies 40s, 50s, and beyond some props today. Ladies, I want you to give it up for yourself today. I want you to pat yourself on the back. I want you to say, you are doing it, girl, because I know that you are doing amazing, amazing things. And because I know that you deserve it and you probably don't hear it enough. So with that being said, I want you to just give yourself a high five today because you deserve it. And I know that I deserve it. I actually just went through a week and a half with two sick people in my house, my husband and my son. And ladies, I just want you to take a minute to think about who was the most difficult patient in the house. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that most difficult patient award goes to my husband. But that is a totally different podcast. But I will say, though, that I am so happy that I didn't actually get sick. With the both of them like hacking and coughing and sneezing and wheezing, I was just waiting for the moment for me to get sick. But I was fortunate and blessed that I did not get sick. So yes, I'm going to give myself on a pack. Pat on the back, A, for dealing with those two, and B, for being able to stay healthy. All right, so speaking of giving ourselves a pat on the back, I want to get into today's topic, and I want to talk about the importance of having self-trust, meaning having trust that you can and you will do all the things that you're going to say that you're going to do for you, for capital Y-O-U. Doing what you say you're going to do for yourself, doing things like eating cleaner and drinking water, walking or moving more, or working less and laughing more, like all the things that you want to do more of for you. And my question for you is, do you really have trust and confidence that you can and will do all the things that you say that you're going to do for yourself? And that's a good question, right? If you really think about it. See, one of the biggest and most common challenges or mindset blocks that many of us over 40 have when it comes to weight loss goals or any goal for that matter is the fear of failure. And it's not because we're over 40 or 50. It's typically because we've tried over and over and over and over and over and over again, and we weren't successful. And notice that I said we, because trust me, girl, I've been there too. So when we start again, we give our best effort, but typically or usually in the back of our mind, there's a little seed of self-doubt, or we tell ourselves something like, well, I'm in my 40s and I'm supposed to feel this way, or I'm supposed to look this way, right? So we are setting out on this journey, but we're giving ourselves permission to be unsuccessful just in case we are unsuccessful, which will ultimately happen because we're not really believing or trusting in ourselves to begin with. So I want to let you know today that if you've started over and over and over and over and over again and haven't been successful in your health and wellness journey, it's okay to start again. But before you do, I really want you to really, really stop and think about your self-trust and belief in you. Not that if you can, but it's do you believe that you will? See, there's a big difference there. Knowing that you can and believing and entrusting that you will. That's the key. Now, trusting in yourself, it's crucial in your health and wellness journey. And side note, this concept of trust in self, it applies to almost every area of our life. But because I'm a health and wellness coach, the health and wellness journey is going to be my focus. But as I was saying, trusting, really believing that you're going to make the changes and the progress over time is key. You know how, like, when you are ready to sit down to watch your favorite show, like, you get all of the things ready. You get your favorite spot on the couch, you get your favorite snack, your favorite drinks, you have to make sure the lighting is right, and you click that remote, and boom, the show is on, and you are a happy camper. At least I know that's me when I'm watching the latest episodes of the morning show on Apple TV. But I digress because she is me and I am her. All right, but seriously, I get totally prepared for the show, and there is no doubt in my mind that when I click the remote, I have confidence and trust that that show's going to appear. I know that I'm going to be watching my favorite show. And my question to you is, do you have that type of confidence when you decide on your new health and wellness goal? Do you have that same confidence in yourself that you have in that remote or that laptop or that device or however we're getting our content these days? You probably have like a 97% confidence rate that you will be able to watch your show. And my question to you is, do you have that kind of trust and confidence in yourself? And if you don't, why? Why don't you have that kind of confidence in yourself when it comes to your health and wellness journey? And that's a question for you to really think about and give it some time and maybe journal over it and ponder over it for a bit. But I want you to know that having that kind of trust in yourself is really crucial. Again, it's crucial for your success in your health and wellness journey, and really, again, anything that you set out to do. It is the foundation of any positive change that you want to make. Like, having trust in yourself that you're going to do what it is that you set out to do, it does three things. The first thing that it does is that it boosts motivation. Self-trust or self-confidence can act as a powerful, and I mean powerful, motivator. When we believe in ourselves, we are more likely to stay committed to our health and wellness goals, even when we are faced with challenges and obstacles. And trust me, those challenges and obstacles will happen. The second thing that self-trust does is that it enhances your resilience. Trusting in yourself fosters resilience and it helps you to bounce back from the challenges that I just mentioned. You're less likely to give up when you believe you have the ability to overcome those obstacles. And the third thing is that it helps to create positive self-image. And a positive self-image is key for long-term well-being. When we feel good about ourselves, we're more likely to make choices that support our health. I know that when I'm in the zone, I give a lot of consideration to things that I do on a day-to-day basis that impact my health and wellness. So the question might be, how do we get self-trust? Now, we have to start with the concept of self-compassion and self-belief. For some people, this is a bit woo-woo, but hang with me. I promise it'll be worth your while. Now, I know for me, at times, and for some of my friends and clients, we are quick, and I mean super quick, to criticize ourselves. We criticize ourselves, and we have negative internal dialogue. And over time, that can erode our self-confidence and lower our trust in ourselves. I know that many of you're empathetic and you're compassionate to those around you that you know and that you love, and you're probably even empathetic and compassionate to strangers that are in need. And I ask you, why don't we extend that same compassion to ourselves? Again, if this is you, think about that. Think about why you don't often extend that same compassion to yourselves. And if you have some time, I ask that you even journal on that. I think it will be very, very powerful for you. So cultivating self-compassion, it actually has been linked to improved mental health. And when you think about it, it makes sense, right? I want you to think about this actually. There is a statistic that says the average person has about 50,000 thoughts a day. And about 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. Like, that's mind-blowing, right? So think about the percentage of negative thoughts and dialogue that you think about yourself every day. Think about that. That's like, yikes, right? So the next question is, how do you overcome the challenges or mindset blocks when it comes to self-trust and your health and wellness journey? And I'm going to give you two things that you can think about and then some things that you can do as well. But before I dive into those, I'm going to be really vulnerable and say that self-trust and self-belief is something that I've actually struggled with for a long, long time. Now, with a strong prayer life, therapy, and a lot of personal work, I've made a lot of positive progress. But I will say that I'm still a work in progress and I'm always working to get better every day. And I have to say that because I want you to know that this isn't some, two-step process that you can overcome. And I'm sure you know that, but I want you to know that I know that it's not easy if this is something that you struggle with. But I want to share some thoughts with you that I think will help you in your journey. So one of the biggest challenges or mindset blocks we as women over 40 have when it comes to self-trust and weight loss is fear of failure. And I talked about this earlier. We may fear that we will fail to achieve our weight loss goals, especially if we've tried it over and over and over again. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to set some realistic goals. And I've probably talked about this in other podcasts, not probably, I have talked about this in other podcasts, but again, this is especially applicable to this. You want to set some realistic goals. So you want to start with achievable short-term goals. Achieving these smaller milestones can really boost your confidence and help to reduce your fear of failure. And the second thing you can do is shift the focus to health. Instead of solely focusing on weight loss, prioritize overall health and well-being. This perspective shift can reduce the fear of failure, as health improvements are tangible, even if the scale doesn't reflect it as quickly as we want. And the third thing is get support. Now, I mentioned this in my last episode, but I think it's really important. You want to join a support group or work with a coach or someone who can give you guidance, encouragement, and accountability. Having this kind of support can really help you navigate the journey and lessen the fear of failure. Speaking of support, we have an amazing Facebook community. And also, if you're looking for some one-on-one support and coaching, my information is down in the show notes. So the other challenge or mindset block that we have is negative self-talk and self-doubt. Now, I've talked about this a lot in the past, and this is really applicable to self-trust. When we struggle with negative self-talk and self-doubt, it too can erode our self-confidence and it can hinder our progress. When you start to struggle with that negative self-talk, practice self-compassion. Cultivate self-compassion by treating yourself with the same kindness and the same understanding you would offer to a friend facing similar challenges. This reduces negative self-talk and it fosters self-belief. The other thing that you can do is challenge those negative thoughts. The next time they creep in your head, I want you to challenge and reframe those negative thoughts. When the self-doubt creeps in, ask yourself if those thoughts are based on facts or if they're based on fears, and then replace them with more constructive and empowering thoughts. The third thing that you can do is affirmations and positive visualization. Regularly use positive affirmations and visualization techniques to reinforce self-confidence and to create a more positive self-image. And I am a huge fan of affirmations. In fact, I say them every day, and I actually have my son say them every morning before I drop them off to school. Now, if affirmations are not your thing, what about a scripture? One scripture that I love is 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse. For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I love that scripture. Okay, so again, I know this concept of self-trust and self-belief. I know that it's not something that can be wrapped up nicely with a bow in an 18 or 20 minute episode. But it was on my heart to share it with you. And if this is something that it's not a mindset block for you, maybe you can share this episode with someone that would benefit from it. And with that, I will end this episode with this quote. We act the way we act because we think the way we think. All right, ladies, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.